Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
How are Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson in this action comedy, The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Actually, a lot of fun. They showed this to us back in April in Vegas, and to me that tells that they had a lot of confidence in the film to show it off to several thousand people at that time. Ryan Reynolds is the world's top protection agent, and Samuel Jackson is one of the world's most notorious hitmen. He's needed to testify against a foreign dictator, and this dictator will stop at nothing to ensure that he does not testify. Ryan has the job of getting Samuel safely to The Hague in the Netherlands to testify. Along the way, we meet Selma Hayek. That's Samuel's love interest, and Gary Oldman is the dictator. It's really a lot of fun. Strong language, I'll caution you, but it was a fun movie start to finish.
I'm an executive protection agent. My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
Be safe, Romo!
You won't last 1 hour without me.
My bad. You're bad.
I hope they kill him. I really do.
Then we've also got this comedy with Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and of course my celebrity crush, Seth MacFarlane, Logan Lucky.
And don't forget, James Bond is in this, Daniel Craig, in an amazing role. He's hilarious.
With that redneck southern accent.
Absolutely. The Logan brothers are anything but lucky. Channing was supposed to be a football star, leg injury, stop that. And Adam suffered a injury in the war, lost an arm. He's got a hilarious prosthetic. Anyways, they decide they're going to rob a NASCAR event, and to do so, they need the help of Daniel Craig. And it's just a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a big hit at the end of the summer.
My life of crime is over.
Who told you that?
What's the job?
We'd be robbing Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Why do you think you can do this?
I know how they move the money.
NASCAR is like America.
It's like you're making us hurt America.
Huh. All right, that's New at Galaxy. You've got a couple of premieres at the Movie Mill. This 6 days is based on a true story, is it not?
It is, and I had the chance to see this about a month ago. I absolutely loved it. I wasn't really aware of the situation. Of course, I was fully aware of the Iran incident with Jimmy Carter in the 79 and 80 when they were held hostage for months. Well, partway through this, the similar event happened in London, England, and some Iranian terrorists took over the Iranian embassy, and they were demanding fair treatment of their prisoners. Margaret Thatcher was brand new in, and she was out to show the world how they deal with terrorists. And for six tense days, they negotiated, and all the meanwhile, the special forces were training for different circumstances, and they were going to show the world just exactly how terrorism is dealt with. Really quite a good film, surprising, came out of nowhere, entertained me and educated me at the same time.
My name is Detective Chief Inspector Max Byrne.
We will kill a hostage if our demands are not met.
You can't give them what they want.
It's down to the negotiators to break the deadlock, or your men will have to storm the embassy.
Tell your government, one more day, we begin shooting them.
Go, go, go!
Then also premiering at the Movie Mill is a comedy with Jenny Slate, Eddie Falco, and John Turturro.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to see this one, but Landline, the story goes, it's set in 1995, they still smoke indoors, they have landlines, cell phones aren't big, three girls living together, they sort of figure life out, they discover that their father is having an affair on their mother, and it's how they come to terms and grips with their sexuality and monogamy and being sisters and being parents and being real.
What's going on here?
I was hoping to crash here for a few days.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Dad's having an affair.
Oh my God.
Why does he sometimes refer to himself as her Pillsbury Doughboy?
God.
Just broke my brain.
My sister might be having a nervous breakdown.
I'm flailing.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great one. Hope to see you at the theater.